White, Oakland, California, May 12, 1876. Dear husband, I received your letter in answer to the one I wrote in regard to refusing to go to Petaluma. Yesterday morning, I sent you a letter written by Brother Chapman to Brother W. Also a letter from Mary L. Claw. I send off a letter every morning, but I will try to get my letters in hereafter at night. Why I have sent them in the morning is I wanted to get yours at night first before writing. My health is good, and I am expecting in the next 4 or 5 weeks at most to complete my first book. May the Lord help me to do this work to His acceptance. Elders Wagoner and Loughborough have attended meetings in the city during the week. Disfellowshipped old Sister Hollis. They could do nothing with her. I think there was some sharp work in her case, but it was necessary. I am glad you feel that it is best for me to remain in California and do my writings. But I am sorry the books cannot be ready for Eastern camp meeting. We get along in the house very nicely. Sho cooks well now and scrubs floors, washes windows, and keeps everything up in general. Will has only paid him $2 per week till last week. Paid him $0.50 extra for washing office windows. They will pay him $3 now. He makes excellent bread and buns. I do not know what they would do without him. He just goes right ahead about his business, saying nothing to anyone. Sister Rice is good company. She takes now considerable care of the children. She commenced yesterday in this way, letting them stay in her room, teaching them to crochet and make little things which keeps them busy. Sister Rice is sewing for me. She is a dressmaker. She has made me 2 suits of dresses. I get no time to sew only for the children in the evening, and often my eyes ache and I cannot do this. I would not allow anyone to call me from my work. I shall have to have some change. I am trying to get a horse and carriage. Shall succeed, I think, but we want to be sure we get a good, serviceable team, useful for me and for the office. I think it is due myself to have some of these privileges. What do you think? Brother Diggins brought the money he had of you yesterday. Your note could not be found, but last night it came, so we are all right there. We hunted considerable for it, but it came in good time. My heart is drawn out after God. I long for His Spirit, and I cannot feel at rest until I have the witness day by day that Jesus is mine and I am His. In regard to my writings, I know that they have been an annoyance to you, and I am glad that help has come that you need not have any more perplexing care of them. In regard to my independence, I have had no more than I should have in the matter under the circumstances. I do not receive your views or interpretation of my feelings on this matter. I understand myself much better than you understand me. But so it must be, and I will say no more in reference to the matter. I am glad you are free and happy, and I rejoice that God has blessed me with freedom, with peace, and cheerfulness and courage. I love the Lord, I trust in Him, and I know that He helps me. I shall look to God for guidance, and shall try to move as He shall lead the way. In love.